You crest a hill and finally see it. Mjodinar, your second childhood home. A flood of mixed memories enters your mind. You stop and your companions follow suit. You look over the large city and you see tall, sturdy stone buildings. You see precise streets and roads laid out in a grid pattern. You see a very, very large wall all the way around the city. But what catches your attention most is the lack of livery. You don't see the traditional flag featuring a golden deer with enormous antlers, each one tipped with a candle, all on a field of deep green. You don't see any of that. Instead, you see white flags blowing silently on a chill breeze. Instead of a golden deer with candles, you see the head of a deer with antlers of fire, and in the fire, the symbol of the elemental cult of fire. Yes, it looks like the cultists have been here the whole time. A light snow begins to fall. You look at your companions and ask, anyone got any ideas on how to get past the wall guard? What would you like to do? Welcome back to How to Be a Better DM. I'm Justin Lewis, and I'm your DM today, and together you and I will learn how to craft better stories for you and your friends as you Dungeon Master sessions of D&D 5e. We'll help the noob DM and the master DM and everyone in between. And as a DM, your highest goal will naturally be to achieve full immersion into the world you create. You want your players to feel like they are in the scenes you're describing. And there are many tools out there to help you do this, but to really achieve the height of immersion, you need to engage all the senses, including hearing. Therefore, many DMs have turned towards music and ambiance to help achieve this. Today, I'll be sharing some D&D soundboard tools that you can use to help enhance your experience. But before I get to the tools, let me go through a few housekeeping items. First, a big thank you to everyone who has supported the show thus far. We really can't keep going on without your help and support, and it's you guys, you, the listener, who make this possible. Second, I want to give a shout out to our show supporter, Robrick Van Helm, though that is his DM name. He has given me and Tanner access to an encounter he authored on DMGuild.com. It's an awesome encounter called The League of Libraries, the Lorecroft Collection. He has also generously offered up the promo version of this encounter to any of our listeners, including you, and we're going to make that available through our newsletter. So if you want the promo version of the encounter, go to betterdungeonmaster.com/newsletter. But after you get a taste for this encounter, so the smaller version, make sure to go to betterdungeonmaster.com/Robrick, and you'll actually buy the full encounter written by Robrick. And all proceeds go straight to Robrick the DM. This does not benefit the podcast in any way. It's just helping one of our supporters, so supporting our supporters. And he's just been an awesome supporter of the show. So if you could be an awesome supporter of him, that would just go so far in just making everyone be happier. Next, also, we have finally fixed a date for the one shot in September. Hallelujah! It's actually going to be on September 17th, which is a Saturday. It's probably going to be around 2 p.m. Mountain Time. And we have four signed up so far, four players signed up. We have spots for one more. So if you are itching to get into the game and have an awesome experience with an excellent DM, aka Tanner Wayland, you can sign up at betterdungeonmaster.com/one-shot. Again, we have one spot left. It's first come, first serve, so make sure you get signed up. And also, just a little teaser for you. We're going to have some awesome things coming out with our one-shots, including possibly other DMs from other podcast shows or YouTube videos. So definitely make sure you're on that list. We're probably going to revamp the whole system, but anyways. Lastly, if you haven't noticed, we've actually updated our website domain. So now going to betterdungeonmaster.com will be the home of the podcast. That means that moving forward, the one-shot is at betterdungeonmaster.com/one-shot. And basically everything we have, just take the trailing slash and the last bit and put it on betterdungeonmaster.com. All right, I think that is way too many announcements. So before I say anything else, let's actually get to the meat of the show. And actually, I spoke too soon, but before I get to the list, let me first give you a few caveats. Caveat number one, I have only compiled tools that are free to use in some capacity. I want you to be able to be a better DM without breaking the bank. And I know and understand what it's like to have a limited amount of time and resources to put towards this hobby. Just because we're podcasters doesn't mean we are made of money. These are free, so you can spend money on other things like rent or groceries in some cases. Caveat number two, your ambiance slash music situation will largely depend on your available equipment. If you have a cinematic surround sound system, great. If you only have a phone, great. It all works. How you use it is what matters. So for the purposes of this episode, just so you know, my system has access to an Alexa speaker, my computer, my phone, and a Bluetooth handheld speaker. In the case of the two speakers, it's an either-or scenario. I haven't really figured out a way to hook them both up together, so we don't really have kind of the full surround sound setup. Maybe in the future I will set up a better sound system, but that will probably be much farther down the line when I actually have a dedicated gaming room rather than just my dining room in the townhouse that I live in. So, in the list of D&D soundboards that you can use while DMing in-person games and some online games, number one is YouTube. Now, I don't even know if I have to mention this one. YouTube is the obvious choice because it is so widely used, not only for music, but for videos. There are so many choices out there that it is inexcusable if you want to add music to your game, but you've been too lazy or you haven't found the right method, because YouTube is the right place to start because it works, you can work up from there to anything else, really. And this is assuming, of course, that you have some method of playing the music. If you don't, then just disregard this whole episode. One note, though. When I have used YouTube, I found that it's kind of easy to forget the music, and then suddenly an ad pops up, or it moves from one song to another that is totally wrong for the mood. So just be aware of this and know that it can have the opposite effect. Rather than immersing your players, it can be somewhat jarring. I do believe that there is an option to create playlists on YouTube, so that might be something to investigate. Number two is Spotify. So I kind of lied a little bit. Spotify is free. However, you do get ads just about every other song. Luckily for me, or unluckily, depending on how you look at it, my wife makes me pay for Spotify, so we have it without ads. Regardless, Spotify is a great option for making those playlists for excellent D&D playing. It has a lot of options, and you can even use some soundtracks from your favorite video games or movies. A caveat here, though, if you are in some way monetizing your D&D sessions or your DMing, you have to be very careful with which music you use and how. Copyright is in fact a thing, and you can get in trouble if you don't abide by it. Plus, who wants their stuff stolen and sold without their knowledge? So, if you're playing with your friends, you can basically use anything, but if you're playing for money, you need to make sure you use copyright-free music. And just so you know, when I tried Spotify, I found it somewhat difficult to curate a playlist that really fit the moods that I was looking for. And that's more so because I'm not very good at creating playlists generally. I don't do that for my own music listening anyway. So if you're good at making playlists, then Spotify is a perfect choice for you. Number three is RPG Fantasy app. It's literally RPG Fantasy in the App Store, at least on iPhones. This is the one that I'm actually currently using right now. It's a basic soundboard that allows you to play both ambiance and music at the same time. And I can even throw in sound effects, though I never do because that seems a bit corny or overproduced. It really depends on how you play. But this app has a free version and a paid one. So the free version doesn't really allow you to close your phone while you're playing, so you have to have the phone open and the music playing, so you're going to have a charging cord nearby. But the paid version does. Justin here from How to Be a Better DM. We are weeks away from releasing our new actual play D&D show. It's going to be called Pact and Boon, and we're really excited about it. I wanted to take a second today to introduce the character that I'm going to be playing in the show, Jolland Gray. Jolland is a 6-foot-tall Earth Genasi, and he has tan skin that is almost the color of Red Canyon rock. He has black onyx eyes and a scar that runs from right above his left eye to right below his left eye. He has a large chestnut-colored beard and hair, and he's actually balding on the top of his head. He has a bit of a paunch. He's a bit portly. He's always smiling, which is why most people actually call him Jolly. At any given moment, you can expect Jolly to be wearing luxurious clothing because he was a very successful businessman and he loves the luxuries of society. When he's traveling as an adventurer, though, he wears as much armor as he can. You see, Jolly is an artificer, specifically an armorer. Jolly used to run and own a very successful tavern before it burned down, and because of that, he's very good at brewing alcohol and is actually somewhat of a connoisseur. Jolly hails from the town of Okrendel in Northern Gast, which is the northernmost country on the continent of Rel in the world of Kalignos. Jolly is a happy-go-lucky person, and really, the only thing motivating him right now is revenge. If you want to find out why Jolly wants revenge so badly, and for what, go to sessionzerostudios.com/PactNBoon, that's PactNBoon, and put in your name and email so you can get notified when Pact and Boon is released. I haven't figured out a way to upload my own music to it though, which is kind of a drawback, but it would be much nicer to be able to add music to it that I pull from other places and things. But overall, it's an excellent out-of-the-box solution for, you know, any DMer. All right, number four is Roll 20. We obviously can't talk about DMing in basically almost any context without mentioning Roll 20. There are other platforms out there, but I've used Roll 20 the most. And for those of you who haven't heard of it, it's a platform for playing D&D online. But it also has a feature that allows you to upload and play music so your players can listen to it specifically in the online space. And to be honest, I'm actually not a huge fan of the user experience or the user interface. I think it could be a little bit more streamlined, but what are you going to do? Anyways, Roll20 comes with some preloaded songs as well. So if you plan on using Roll20 during a session and you specifically want to use the role-playing soundboard capabilities, make sure to spend some time testing out exactly which songs you want to use so you know what to use before the game starts. Number five is Sirenscape Fantasy Player, also another app, or you can use it on a browser. Sirenscape is a bit heavy on the mobile devices. You have to download certain packs, as it were, but it has a lot of situational specific options, which does make for great role-playing experience. So if you know your players are going to be in a tavern or a market, you can get that specific pack, as it were. But it also has other paid options that you can get if you create an account with Sirenscape and kind of go that route. I think I would maybe use this tool in conjunction with other tools, as it's not really my go-to. One thing in particular that I don't like is that you do have to download the packs for each scenario you want to try, and it's separated by that. So if you're looking for music, you can't just browse all the music. You have to go into each individual pack. It's a little bit more sound effect heavy though as well. But it does have some background music and ambiance that work great for any D&D scene. You and your companions finally walk through the gates. You had to leave Hjudir's bear outside, and you don't know how he's going to find the bear again, but Hjudir doesn't seem concerned. And after making it past the wall and the guards, you all immediately look for a side alleyway where you can depart down and draw less attention. You find it and move down the alleyway and then start peeling off your disguises. It worked, but I won't ever do that again. Dressing up as women? How in the world did you come up with that idea, Kojari? You ask. Kojari shrugs as he undoes a corset and starts to wipe makeup off his face. Infiltration makes you think up all sorts of crazy ideas. Believe me, this ain't the worst way of getting in somewhere, not by a long shot. He pumps Snickers and points at a grumpy Hjudir. Yeah, but at least this way we got to see Hjudir look like a lady. That's a memory I'll be keeping for a long time. Hjudir throws a bonnet at Hipom. Those two were becoming fast friends. You're in the city now. Next step is to look for dissidents. So what would you like to do? Number six is Tabletopi. One of the things I like most about Tabletopi is the simplicity. You can use it in a browser form and it's not too complicated. There are icons demonstrating what the sound slash music would sound like, and you can click that and actually click more than one and use multiple at the same time. And then there are icons above each one with infinity symbols and others with just ones, and that describes whether it goes on a loop or whether it just plays once. And it's pretty simple, which is necessary, in my opinion, for D&D, because there's so many things going on as a DM, so you want the simplest thing you can get as well. There is also a software version of the soundboard that I have not yet downloaded, because I prefer to not overload my computer as it is super old. But the browser version is simple enough and useful enough that anyone can open it up and start using it right away. Number seven is Tabletop Audio. While Tabletopi is beautiful in its simplicity, Tabletop Audio is rugged in its complexity. There are a lot of options on Tabletop Audio for both paid and free users. The paid users support the creators via their Patreon, but there are enough free resources to wet your whistle. I particularly like the SoundPad feature, where you can click on a motif such as Dark Forest or Dungeon, and then there are a handful of resources from sound effects to background music and ambiance that you can immediately play. And there's even a broadcast feature within the SoundPad that you can send as a link to your players if you aren't playing in the same locale, and that allows them to digitally hear what music you are playing and stay tuned in that way if you're playing online and you prefer to not go the Roll20 route. Number eight is Ambient Mixer. And as its name suggests, it's a tool primarily for creating ambiance. You can find the right mix of natural and unnatural sounds that would be occurring within the scene you are creating in D&D. As a D&D soundboard, it's useful only as much as you want to create those scenes. It does not help with music, as far as I can tell, though more often than not, ambiance does the trick just fine. And with this tool, you do need to look for the moods you want beforehand, because searching the whole site can get fairly difficult and complicated and take up some precious time if you're attempting to do it during the game. But overall, it's a great free option for the Dungeon Master looking to help their players hear the game as well as play it. Ulf, you're alive? I thought you were dead. You stand silently facing Herlia. She was a friend of yours when you were younger. You and she had both gone to the academy together. And because you weren't slated for the throne, you'd actually entertained thoughts of courting her. But that was before. Things were so different now. Now you have responsibilities and much bigger problems. Herlia, I know it's been a while, but we're here for a reason. Hobart, my brother, he's destroying the kingdom. And we are here to stop that. I saw you and knew you'd help us. Do you know of any dissidents in the city or anyone unhappy with the king's rule? Thank you so much for listening to today's show. We here at How to Be a Better DM are constantly surprised and appreciative of the messages of support we get and just the fact that people even listen. We truly want to be the very best support for your dungeon mastering, so if you get a chance, reach out to us on Instagram at HowToBeABetterDM and send us messages of what we can do to improve, anything you're looking for, and we will love to help you make your hobby something special. And again, we couldn't do this without you, so I'm going to end this episode with a massive, massive thank you, and we'll be back next week, but until then, let's go ahead and roll initiative. Do you love these podcast episodes but aren't always able to listen to them? Do you learn better reading information rather than listening to it? Here's what you can do. Go to sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get tips and tricks sent directly to your inbox in written format that you can read and reference whenever you want. You'll get tips that we don't share on the podcast and bonus techniques that, frankly, no one has ever heard before. Again, sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter, and get those free tips and techniques right to your inbox every week.